Childhood Stories Part 3. As Satya's parents wanted him to have a high school education, it was decided that Satya should go to Kamalapur and live with his elder brother Sheshamaraju. Being a quiet, well-behaved boy, he soon grew to be a favorite with his teachers at the Kamalapur High School. The scoutmaster at his school was very eager to have Satya in his troop. He tried to persuade him to join, as did the other children. At that time, Satya had only one set of clothes, a shirt and one pair of shorts, and he took great care of them. Each day after returning from school, he would wrap himself in a towel and wash his clothes. Later, he would iron them using a brass pot containing live pieces of coal. To set the creases right, Satya would place the shirt and shorts under a heavy tin trunk for the night. Thus, the clothes always looked clean and neat. The scout group had to go to the fair and cattle show at Pushpagiri, where they could do useful work such as supplying the people with drinking water, looking after the cleanliness of the place, and restoring the lost children to their parents. A classmate called Ramesh, knowing that Satya did not have a scout suit, wanted to gift him one. But Satya would not accept Ramesh's gift and explained that giving gifts like that would spoil their friendship, that the true friendship must be from heart to heart and not based on giving and taking of material objects. The camp fee was rupees 12 per boy. On the day the scout troop was to leave, Satya, who did not have the money, pretended to have stomachache and lay down. When the rest of the boys had left by bus, he got up and walked 9 miles to Pushpagiri. Satya then dedicated himself to the task of inspiring his classmates to do selfless service by himself, setting an ideal example. When the time came to return, he quietly slipped out of the camp, walked the whole distance back again, and nobody knew anything. Thus, we see that right from the childhood days, Swamiji was dedicated to removing the bad qualities from society and fostering the good qualities. When Sheshamaraju was later assigned the post of teacher of Telugu at the Uravakonda High School, Satya went with him. At the school, every teacher wanted to know more about the young boy, some out of veneration and some out of curiosity. Satya soon endeared himself to everyone, not only at the school but in the town of Uravakonda as well. It was he who led the morning prayers before the classes commenced, and he seemed to inspire both teachers and students alike to perform their allotted task well. Satya's outstanding musical, literary, and dramatic talents soon caught the attention of his teachers. The teacher in charge of dramatics requested Satya to write a play. Satya embarked on the task very enthusiastically, and the play entitled Chepinattu Chestara, Do Deeds Follow Words, was a great success. The theme, as conveyed by the title, is the failure of man to act according to his own advice given to others. 12-year-old Satya himself took the leading role, which he played to perfection, thereby impressing upon his fellow students, teachers, and the villagers that saying one thing and doing another is sheer hypocrisy. The play opened the eyes of the elders, and it revealed Satya's far-sightedness and enthusiasm for true education.